This show is brought to you by ERN. Find us online at ernlive.com.
Listening to The Drive, I'm Alan Taylor. I've been told I talk too much, and I've been told that my entire life. They gave me some pills for it when I was a little kid. That didn't work. BJ Colleen is here, our show brought to you in part by Brembo, the choice of champions, Brembo Brakes. So we're talking about Volvo. I was in Spain a couple weeks back and to test drive the worldwide unveiling and driving of the new Volvo S90, of which I showed on ABC during the New York Auto Show, and thought to myself just by looking at it, what a beautiful car it is. Jim Nichols is with us, product and technology communications manager. Jim, so let's talk about this controversial thing, this autonomous driving. Now, what you have is semi-autonomous driving, and I must say that had my dad had semi-autonomous driving or a Volvo or many of the cars these days that have the ability for self-braking in a front-end collision, my dad wouldn't have totaled his car. He wouldn't have had a heart attack. He wouldn't have cracked his sternum and all these things because he tried to answer his cell phone. And guess what? He yelled at my mom for calling him. I told you not to call me when I'm driving. It's like, how is she supposed to know what he's doing, right? So anyway, can you talk about, I think, really what you guys are doing and part of that, you know, Vision 2020 where you don't want anybody killed or seriously injured in a Volvo, and this how this autonomous driving stuff plays into that?
Sure. Now, I mean, as you know, and you had spoken before the break about our safety center and things like that, Volvo is really run by the safety center. Which is our technical expertise within the company. Nothing gets through Volvo or into any of our products unless the safety center is 100% behind it. And in 2008, we set this vision that no one should be killed or seriously injured in a new Volvo by the year 2020. And a lot of things go into that, active safety and passive safety. And semi-autonomous and autonomous features are a big part of that. We introduced autonomous emergency braking in our vehicles several years ago. We've made it standard across all Volvos in 2014. And what that does, of course, is in your situation that you're explaining, it would be able to see the vehicle in front, give a warning to the driver. If the driver doesn't do anything, then the car would automatically apply the brake. But you also mentioned your situation, too, when you talk about totaling the car and the airbags going off. It's about building smarter safety systems as well. So if it's an extreme low-speed crash, we can look at seatbelt tensioners, tensioning the seatbelt to keep the person in the seat as much as possible. And depending on the scenario and the logistics of the crash, whether the airbag will get fully deployed or partially deployed or things like that. So there's a lot of different safety technologies that are all being kind of wrapped together and using onboard computing to assess how can we first avoid the crash? And if we can't avoid the crash because physics has taken over, then how can we mitigate the impact of the crash as much as possible?
Man, I love that. BJ, he says, if we can't avoid the crash because physics is taken over, like, it is what it is. I mean, you jerk the wheel way too hard and the car can't recover. Then the computers take over and they continue to help make us safe. I like what he said, too. You have active safety, you have passive safety, and you have, at the end of the day, what we'll call smart safety. And BJ, I want to throw it to you for a question.
Well, I was just going to say the underlying problem is that nobody's teaching anybody how to drive anymore. And if people were better drivers, you know, the onus wouldn't be on the car manufacturers to make sure that the cars could do the job that a driver should be doing. So, number one, that's my biggest rant, is because we don't teach drivers how to drive in America. And I know Volvo in Sweden, they're a little bit more responsible about making sure people know how to drive. But I do want to talk about the autonomous driving and the semi-autonomous driving, because I think everybody knows in the news recently that somebody who had the Tesla on autopilot got in an accident and died. And so I think that's making people even more nervous about autonomous vehicles. So what are you guys doing, Jim, at Volvo to alleviate some of the panic people might be having about autonomous vehicles?
Sure. I mean, we certainly can't speculate on what happened in Florida with another manufacturer system. But As far as what Volvo is doing, there's really quite a few things. We believe that autonomous driving technology is something that is introduced over time. We don't believe that putting a fully autonomous vehicle in a consumer's hand, totally unprepared, is either good for the consumer and the experience or really useful. So what you have is you have this introduction of different systems. Alan was with us out in Spain. He got to experience our pilot assist function on the S90, which will come standard, where the car will speed up, slow down, come to a complete stop, and steer itself up to speeds of 80 miles per hour. It is a semi-autonomous function. It is a what we refer to as level 2 on the SAE standards, but it is a hands-on system. It is assist. That's why assist is even in the name. It is a function that is most useful in bumper-to-bumper traffic that a lot of people deal with in situations in their commute, San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, where we're able to have some functions in the car that can help make that commuting experience a little bit more enjoyable. Because what people often say is that it's the actions of the stopping and starting in this traffic, which is very stressful. And our goal in our vehicles is to create as calm and safe environment as possible. As far as the approach, you had mentioned the driver education. The Swedish approach to a lot of engineering and a lot of safety is to meet people where they are. And there certainly is a lot of discussions about driver education and things like that, but we take the viewpoint of people are who they are, and we need to meet them where they are as far as their ability and their desire behind the wheel. And so by developing this technology, we're able to try to match the technology with the ability for someone to operate a vehicle, so that way the driving experience is as safe as possible.
All right, I want to give you one more, just because I was there 15 years ago, and I saw a pile of wrecked older Volvos out in the back, and I was like, because I used to own a wrecking yard, so when I see a pile of wrecked cars, I always go, ooh, there's some gold. But what was the story with all those wrecked cars? And I heard a little bit about it, but I want you to tell the world, and we've got about a minute.
Yeah, so for the last 40 years, we've had a safety team that has gone out to almost every accident within a certain mile radius of our factory in Torslanda, Sweden. So we send a team actually to the accident site to study and investigate what has occurred. We bring the vehicles back, we do a full assessment on what happened, and that is how we've been able to prioritize our efforts in developing safety technologies, of looking at what's the most common causes for crashes and injuries and fatalities, and develop technology from those common causes now all the way down the list. And that's how we wind up with things like automatic emergency braking, runoff road detection and protection and things like that.
I love it. Jim Nichols, Product and Technology Communications Manager. I love Volvo, I got to tell you. When I was asked by my father-in-law, God rest his soul, when I first started dating my wife, he says, buy my daughter a safe car. And I went and I bought her a Volvo station wagon with his money when she was 19 years old. I've been married 30 years next month, and I love my wife. I put her in a car that I think will get her there safely. And from the beginning, it was a Volvo, and my next car that I'm going to buy my wife is going to be a Volvo. And that'll probably be, one of the last cars I'm going to buy her, because I don't know how long she's going to last. I think I've worn her out. There, that's my little bit of fun. All right, Jim Nichols, you're a good man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, man. Volvo doing a great job. I mean, this song is perfect for him. We'll take a little break, come back with Carl Brower. You're listening to The Drive.
This show is presented in part by Subaru. Love. It's what makes Subaru a Subaru. We'll be right back.